1 Corinthians chapter 8. Now concerning things sacrificed to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge inflates the ego, but love builds up. If any man thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he needs to know. But if any man loves God, this one understands that which is from him. Therefore, concerning eating things which have been sacrificed to idols, we know that no idol is anything in this world, and that there is no God but one. For though there are things which are called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is only one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and into whom we have come, and one Lord, Jesus, the Anointed One, through whom are all things, including ourselves. However, not all men have that knowledge. Some are still used to thinking of the idol as being something real. So when they eat something sacrificed to an idol, their conscience, being weak, is contaminated. But food does not gain us God's approval. Neither, if we don't eat, are we worse off, nor, if we do eat, are we better off. But be careful, so that this liberty of yours doesn't become a stumbling block to the weak ones. If, for example, someone sees you, who have knowledge, eating meat in an idol's temple, if he is weak, won't his conscience be emboldened to partake of idolatrous sacrifices? In this way, through your knowledge, the weak brother for whom the Anointed One died is harmed, and thus sinning against the brethren and wounding their conscience when it is weak, you sin against the Anointed One. Therefore, if food causes my brother to stumble, I will never eat meat again, so that I don't cause my brother to stumble. This is the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 8.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.